Gospel. The Bibles are just under your chairs or in front of you. Philip is going to read for us, and then Rob will come and he will speak to us on that passage. Thank you.
This morning's reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, starting at verse 5 until verse 15. That's page 970 in the New Testament part towards the end of the Bibles. Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord.
So we're looking at the whole thing about prayer. I don't know about you, but when you think of prayer, I know what you think of. I don't know whether you think of that's nice and easy. I do that all the time. Or whether you think of somebody who spends their time with their hands together and their eyes closed. Or you think of church. For me, I'd love to live a life which actually I prayed all the time. And you might think that I'm supposed to because I've got one of these silly bits of plastic in my neck. But actually, I find prayer really difficult because I get very distracted. So you start to pray and then you think, oh, I've got this to do and that to do and that email to send and this to happen. And before you know it, that you started praying, but you're actually thinking about everything else. So today's passage, if you read it in one of the other Gospels, it comes from the fact that the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Which seems a bit daft, really, because in the Jewish culture, what it meant is that people, they were taught from a very young age to pray. So they prayed in the morning and they prayed at night and they prayed at their dinner time. Jesus thought they should all know about praying. But the difference was that what they're talking about here is they saw how Jesus prayed, and it was very different to the way they prayed, because it was about a relationship. And so they wanted to know how to pray the way he prays. So he said, I'm going to teach you how to pray my way. I'm going to teach you how to pray my way. And he started off by saying, actually, what you need to do is you need to realize that you are praying to God our Father. So, our Father. So here's a picture. This is to the point to which my family now realise I've been and sort of nicked loads of things from home. My mother bought this to the family. This, and this is a picture. This is a tree, a family tree of us on a tree. And actually, you know, my position in it is I am the father. I am the father. I'm the husband to Suzanne and the father to my four children. And that means that actually they can do certain things. Like, for example, they can ring me up and say, my student loan hasn't come in, please can I have some more? And so I'll do things like, well, okay, sort of stuff like that. So but actually it gives me a position, and it means that actually they can ask me for things, and also they can tell me things. So I used to travel a lot for business, and when I used to stay away, they used to give me and send me letters. They used to put them in my luggage. And this one's from Leah. I'm not going to read it out. So, but she did me a little picture and all the rest of that. At this point, Kate's going, "Why have you got one from me?" Because I for now feel left out. Sort of, it's like, you know. She probably didn't write me one, but who knows? But this tells me all about being a father, and that's the start of this prayer. Our Father. So we're talking to the creator of the universe, who is the most powerful thing you can imagine, and we can call him Father. In fact, it says in another passage that we can call him Daddy. So we can go to God and we can say, "I'm going to call you Father." It says actually in the beginning of that passage that Philippa read three or four times, you go to Father, go to your Father, go to your Father. And it doesn't mean your actual Father, it means God our Father. Why is he our Father? Because of Jesus. Because we have a relationship with Jesus, we are adopted as sons and daughters. And we can call him Father. So we can go and ask things about being a father. So what does Jesus then say we're supposed to do? What are we supposed to ask for? Because it seems a bit like prayer is a bit like, you know, I put some money into a slot. Oh, and I get a bit of a sweet out. Oh, that's good for prayer, isn't it? You know, I put some money in and up comes a sweet. Well, that's not quite how prayer works. These will reappear later on. So now your interest is piqued. But what it is about is having a certain way of doing things. And this passage tells us how we're supposed to do it. The first thing is we pray to our Father and we say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Hallowed is a funny word. We don't use it very much, apart from if you read Harry Potter. There isn't very, very rarely will actually the word hallowed ever come up. It means holy. It means set apart. It means that we're coming to God who is a holy God. When Moses met God in the desert, it was a burning bush, and he said, this is a holy place. And he said, "You need to take off your shoes. Or your smelly flip-flops, because actually I want nothing to get in the way, nothing man-made to get in the way of me and you." And so we are coming to a holy God. We don't have to take off our shoes every time we pray. Bit of luck, really, especially when you think you were praying if you're walking down the street or you're driving or something like that. It's not good. But actually, the thought is that when we pray, we need to think, actually, I'm praying to a holy God. So I need to actually be in a place where I'm saying nothing will get in between me and you here. So I'm going to take everything off, I'm going to put aside everything. So that's why having your mind thinking about what emails you've got to send doesn't always help. So we have a holy God we're praying to. And what are we asking for? Well, let's look at what it says. It says here, we are to say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So what's that? We all say it. We all say it a lot. But do we know what it means? Well, what that really means is this. Most of us live our lives where we... Stylish, isn't it? Where we put ourselves as king of the world. Yes? So everything's about me. It's not about you. It's about me. And how important I am. And so I put the crown on my head and I make all the decisions to do with me. And what this is saying is when we pray this prayer, it's saying we take the crown off and actually we give it to God. And we lay it and we say that actually you're in control. You're in charge. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What it's saying is I'm going to say over to you, God. Because if I want God's kingdom to come, if I want God to be here, I've got to do something. God's not going to come and suddenly have a sort of a big lightning clap or flood the world again. But he works through us. So when we pray that part of the prayer, we're saying, you're in charge, God. You're in charge when I'm at school. You're in charge when I'm at home. You're in charge when I'm at work. You're in charge in all the decisions I make. You're in charge of my money. Shock, horror. You're in charge of my possessions. You're in charge. God, you are in charge. And that's what we're saying when we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What you're saying is you're inviting God to work. You'd be much more careful next time you say that prayer, because you're inviting God to work. And then what happens is we move on. And it then says, give us today our daily bread. At this point, my wife is saying, that's where breakfast went. So, you know, yes, it was a better sized loaf to bring than the other one. So we're asking God here to say, actually, give us what I need. And it's really interesting. He uses the word bread because he's describing exactly what we need. He's not saying, I don't know, give us my iPad. He's saying, give us what I need, not what I want. Okay, what do I need? And so every day we're asked for what we need and no more. Because it's what we need. And we're there asking for that. And then he moves on and he says, actually, we also then need to do something. We need to ask for forgiveness of things that we have done wrong. Okay, it says here in this translation, it says, forgive us our debts, so we also forgive our debtors. Okay, and in others it uses the word sin, in trespasses, there's all kinds of words. It means the same thing. Can I have the slide up? Okay, so what it means is actually, what it's talking about is ultimately sin. And sin is where you say, go back to the crown, simply I'm number one, I'm in charge. Okay? And so because we say that, because we turn our back on God, we need to ask forgiveness because we haven't really done what God wants us to do. We're saying simply, I'm number one, I'm the most important thing. God must fit in with me. And as soon as we do that, actually, we need to say sorry. But if you notice what it also says, is it says that you must forgive others. And actually, if you look at the words, it assumes that we've already done it. So it says, well, of course, I'll forgive. God will forgive because you've forgiven others. Forgiven other people when they say horrible things about you. Forgiven other people when they're mean to you. Forgiven other people when they take from you. Forgiven other people when they do you harm. So we need to forgive and ask for forgiveness. So it says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. So it's saying that we need to ask for forgiveness on a regular basis, and we know what we need to do. And then when it finishes up, it says, but lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So it said, what's temptation? Well, I told you they'd reappear. So temptation comes in many forms and different ways of looking at it. And so what we're asking God to do is to actually to forgive, to sort of help us to deal with temptation of how delicious these sweets are. And to help us with that. Who'd like a sweet? Thought you might. Okay, so to help us with temptation, so these are so you could sit and you could eat all of these. You probably could actually. Don't worry, Lord, I'm not going there. It's the sort of saying that we have temptation. And this represents temptation. All the things. So all the things that we're tempted with are things that we like, and are things which are quite sort of, you know, very difficult for us to say no to. You know, so if I put gherkins in here, do you like gherkins? No, I don't blame you. So if I put a load of gherkins in here, they would be very easy to resist. Yes? Except for some strange people, one of them being my daughter, one of my daughters. But the rest of us would resist it quite strongly. So, but sweets, you see, that's the trouble. They're so nice, aren't they? Absolutely. And so the way we do this is actually God gives you a way out. So what I want you to do, Josiah, is I'd like you to share this with the other people here. So people who would like one, not everybody, because not everybody might want one, not everybody can have one. You can see suddenly some people are now a lot more interested in this talk. Okay, so Josiah, will you go around and just give one, and then don't have one yourself, come back afterwards with it, okay? So do you want to hand out, and just go and give to people? If you would like a sweet, put your hands up as he's coming. You're missing some people, Josiah, so. Elizabeth Pettit always wants one because she moaned last time she didn't get one. Anyway, that's an aside. Josiah, you've missed Elizabeth. There you go. She'll have another word with me if you do that. So, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So what he's saying is God gives us a way out. God's going to try and help us with our temptation. The way I'm helping Josiah with his temptation is he's having to serve other people before he's allowed it himself. And we have all of us are different. The thing is that God, this prayer that he's given us is what's called a pattern prayer. Could I have the next slide up? And what it's really doing is saying the Lord's Prayer is all about this. That we want to say thank you to God. Thank you for what he's done. The fact that he's our Father. He's our Father in heaven. That actually he provides for us. And that he has a plan for us. We want to say thank you for that. We want to say sorry for the things that we've done wrong. And we want to say sorry for it. And it's very clear in there. I'm saying sorry for the things that we've done wrong in order that actually we can then, and we forgive other people. And the final bit is, there is a please element. There is a please in it. So it is not like a candy machine where you put a thing in and you get a sweet out. But there is please. You can ask for yourself. You can ask for God's kingdom to come and you to be involved in that. It's very simple. We can say the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a really helpful prayer to say. Or we can just remember that when we pray, and when we pray regularly, and when we want our lives to be focused on prayer, we should have three elements to it. One is to give thanks to God for who he is. Second one is to actually say sorry for the things that we've done. And the third one is to say, please use me. Please help me to help other people, to find Jesus. Thank you, sorry, please. That's the Lord's Prayer. That's Jesus' teaching. That is the difference that he was talking about. Because if we're like that, we actually are having a conversation with God. And it doesn't tell you when, so it's not saying you can only do this on Sunday mornings or before you go to bed. It's all the time that we are constantly giving thanks to God. So what I like to do is I like to think of something. Anybody not had a sweet? Who wants one? Yeah, I think you might have had one, Jaden. I could be wrong. But it's sort of, it's like, you know. Fab. Okay. There's one at the back. Keep going, Josiah. You haven't finished. You can have a slice of bread when he's finished. Anyway, so what I want you to do is I'd like you to think about, we've already said sorry, but I'd like you to think about things you'd like to say thank you for. What are the things in your life at the moment that you'd like to say thank you for? Okay? Okay. Put your hands out. So what are the sort of things, anybody want to give a thank you? What do people want to say thank you for? Put your hands up. There's no sweets in this one. So, you know, so what do you want to say thank you for?
Yes, John being back.
Yep, excellent. We all want to give thanks for that.
A caring husband.
A caring husband. What do you want to say thank you for?
My daddy's in work.
Excellent. Yeah, that is something to give thanks for, okay? Any other, one at the back here, we've got thanks up here. Any more thanks?
Thank you for caring families.
Thank you, good. Any other thank yous, or are we just not very thankful as a congregation? We don't have to say thank you for. Thank you, yeah.
Friends.
For friends. I want to say thank you for the weather. I like this weather, so I'm very happy about it. So.
Thank you for our church family.
Thank you, great.
Thank you for the sweets.
Excellent, yes. Preach it. So.
First Cobra Scout Group.
Okay, excellent. So, lobbying party from there. So anybody else? Everybody else, thanks. So, Kathy.
Thank you for all that God provides us with and keep us alive and healthy.
Thank you. I will come at the back, but I can't be bothered. So we just want to say thank you. It's hot. So let's pray now and let's give thanks for those things. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all the things that we've thought about that we want to give thanks for. Lord, we have said sorry to you before. But we want to give you thanks for all your provision, all the way that you guide us. And Lord, we pray that we would actually do the things that you want us to do and not lead a life which is centered on ourselves. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And when we say sorry and we say thank you and we say please and we have a life which is focused on prayer and that God can then do amazing things through us, then he blesses us. He blesses us because he doesn't bless us only by giving us stuff. He blesses us by actually having a closer relationship with Jesus. And that he then gives us more and more gifts and talents. It's a bit like, you know, me being thankful that Josiah handed out the sweets and me giving him more than just one sweet. There you go, Josiah, have those. They're for you. And these are mine. No, it's like, you know, these are for you. So when we're thinking about how should we pray, it's very simple. We should pray by saying thank you. We should pray by saying sorry. And we should pray by saying please. What we tend to do is just do please prayers. But we need to do all of these. Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus said, this is how you pray. And it's like having a conversation with God. Ask him about anything. Thank him about anything. Say sorry about anything. Say please for anything and anybody. And he is your Father in heaven and he hears you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you because of Jesus, we can have a relationship with you. You are our Father. And we just ask now for your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.